Greetings, brothers and sisters of the house of Jacob Israel. I want to say a special prayer, but before I do, I want you to be aware of what I'm praying for, and if you agree, please join me. We are in the church age of Laodicea, spoken of in Revelation 3:14 through 22. This is the seventh and last age before Yeshua Christ Jesus returns. This age of Laodicea began roughly around 1850 and was the time period predicted by Paul. Laodicea is from the Greek words laos and dikaios, which means righteous people or justice of the people. The interpretation is denoting a self-righteous people, that being deemed righteous by man rather than by God. This age of Laodicea is an age in which we are neither cold nor hot. We are lukewarm, wretched, and blind. An age where almost everyone is deceived, ignorant, and brainwashed through TV programming. Christ warns us he is standing at the door, and those who overcome this age will sit with him in the coming kingdom. This is the last call for all his kahal. Kahal is H6951 and as a noun means an assembly, a congregation. As a verb, kahal means to assemble, to convoke. The church is not the kahal. The churches are responsible for the ignorance of the people because the churches have dropped the ball as the watchmen. I am calling for the congregation, the ecclesia, the people, to join me in this prayer. Not to pray for our country, not to pray for our politicians and president, and not to pray for world peace. The country is past the point of no return. The politicians and our president are traitors and tyrants. The world is primed and ready to burn. There is no left and right. It's a false dichotomy, and the sooner you realize that, the more you will see that all the actors are playing their parts. All of them. If you can understand that when a young Christian sits on the casting couch in Hollywood and signs the devil's contract, they are no longer a Christian. If you understand that, then you might understand that when a politician is placed in their seat of government, they are no longer for the people. They are for the bankers, the cabal, the New World Order. They are in the club, and they are in the cult. They are twofold sons of hell working for the devil and his children. As far as world peace, well, there will be world peace after the fire of Judgment Day. We are, as a people, as a nation, and the world, being judged. No, at this point we do not pray against God's judgment. Jeremiah was told not to pray for the people when God decreed judgment upon them. Punishment was coming back then, in the form of the Assyrians and the Babylonians, and punishment is coming again, now, in the form of the New World Order. In fact, it's already here. We deserve it, because we have strayed from Yahweh God and the way. As a nation, we have abandoned God, and as a people, we have abandoned Him. We deserve what's coming. This prayer is for deliverance and consummation, because that's what's left. America and the other European countries will not be taken back and restored. The deep state and the pedophiles will not be arrested. Things will not return to normal. Why? Because we are in the last age. No empire has ever returned from degradation. A rotting apple has never returned from decaying. We also have plenty of evidence that the New World Order is being implemented and the new norm is upon us. Countries, borders, small businesses, free speech, the right to bear arms, justice, liberty, and Christian values are being dissolved right before our eyes. These are the last days. We are in the end times. We are in Jacob's troubles. We who overcome will make it through. Please pray with me. O Yeshua Christ Jesus, our mediator to Father Yahweh, the anointed kinsman redeemer of your people Anglo-Saxon Yisrael, we ask you to please forgive us our trespass and errors as we humbly beseech you for help. We call upon you, Yeshua, that Yahweh may hear his people who are called by his name. We ask you to no longer hide yourself in these times of trouble. The wicked in their pride and arrogance persecute us, your remnant. The wicked, who sit in their hiding places and secret places as they plan and carry out their devices and evil agendas. Why do you stand afar off, O Yahweh? Why do you hold back your judgment of this last age? You have seen their mischief. Break you the arm of the wicked and the evil. Seek out their wickedness and bring them to their end. Keep not you silence, hold not your peace, and be not still any longer, O Yahweh Elohim. The wicked have taken this world. The wicked control all the nations. The wicked have converted the masses, and your hated enemies continue to conspire and take crafty counsel against the residue of your people, your remnant. The tabernacles of Edom have said, "Let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession." O Yeshua, our Savior, may Yahweh make them as stubble before the wind. Let your people awaken from their slumber and seek your face and repent and return to you. Let the number be fulfilled of those whom you shall draw. Bring in the remaining of those whom you shall deliver. Fulfill the time of the end. Let the age of Esau end, and the beginning of Jacob begin. O Yahweh Elohim, to whom vengeance belongs, O God, to whom vengeance belongs, show yourself. Lift up yourself, and judge you the earth. O Yahweh, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak insolent things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves against you? They break in pieces your people, O Yahweh, and afflict your heritage. In the multitude of the abominations around me, your comforts delight my soul. But you, O Yahweh, are my defense, my stronghold, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And you shall bring upon the wicked their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, you, O Yahweh, our Elohim, shall cut them off. Deliver us, O Yahweh, from their evil. Preserve your remnant from the violent ones, which plot mischiefs in their heart. Continually are they gathered together for the genocide of your people Yisrael. Keep us, your set-apart remnant, O Yahweh, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve us from the snare of their lies and propaganda. Keep us from their wicked plans to vaccinate and chip us with the mark of the beast. Preserve us from their poisons and potions. Guard us from their spells and incantations. Defend us against their invasions, kidnappings, and attacks. I pray unto you, Yeshua, our high priest. Hear the voice of our supplications, O Yahweh. And in these days may the prayers of the righteous ascend to you, O Yahweh, and may the blood of the righteous from the earth be avenged before you, O Yahweh of spirits, for vengeance is yours. That judgment may be done unto the wicked, and that your remnant may not have to suffer no more. We know you, O Yahweh, are patient and long-suffering, and that you will protect and preserve your remnant in these last days. We know you will return, and we pray it is sooner rather than later, that in these last days you are gathering those remaining lost sheep that have yet to come to the knowledge of you. We look to the trumpet of the shofar blast. We pray that you send your most beloved Son, Yeshua Christ Jesus, to make his triumphant return and establish his throne among your saints. May the new heavens and the new land be adorned with your righteousness. May your people rise from their graves and receive their reward. May we who are alive at your return be received and clothed in Shekinah glory. May your people worship you and praise you for your loving commitment and mercy. May your people sing and dance in your kingdom. We thank you, Yahweh, for your Son, Yeshua. We await your return. We trust in your will. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Christ Jesus, the anointed kinsman redeemer of your people Yisrael, we pray. Amen. To all those against Christ and his remnant, may you be anathema Maranatha. May you be accursed. May you be destroyed. To the remnant that is with Christ, may the divine influence of our Master Yeshua Christ Jesus be with you. Stand and be counted. Have no fear. Trust in Yeshua Christ. No king but Yeshua. Repent, for he is coming.
Now